Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. In this second part of the conversation with Alnwick Haldimand Township Mayor John Logal, you will hear him address some of the tougher aspects of the budget. This includes the Memorial Arena retrofit, the future of Fenella Hall and the Vernonville Community Center, and some of the critiques raised by his fellow councillors and residents. Take a listen to see if council's decisions make sense. Do you think council struck a balance between services, needs, and affordability? How would you rate the township's efforts to get government grants on a scale of 1 to 10?
Probably 5.
Why is that?
You're playing in a couple reasons. You're playing in a game where there's only a pot of so much, and you know the province announces that this pot is available, knowing full well that not everybody's going to get part of the pot. So that's always a challenge. The other challenge is too is most of the other municipalities that we're familiar with have a person that specializes in grant writing, and we don't have that person. And we try to do the best we can with the people that are closest to it, but that takes an awful lot of experience and knowing the trick words, not the trick words, that's not what I'm trying to say, but the words that will pass a test that says, okay, these people, or they know what they're doing when they're talking about their applications. AI is what I'm trying to say. You know, the programs people that are using the programs know that is what the government uses to decide a lot of those, where the money's going. And I wish we could get more. To be honest with you, I wish we could get more.
I want to talk about the Memorial Arena project and its financing. How are you financing this project? You've mentioned it earlier in our conversation. You've explained what's going on. But how are you financing it?
Well, there's several ways to do it. There's tax increases. There is leveraging it. And by that, I mean borrowing money or selling other assets.
All right. Those are your options. What has council decided? And by the way, just so listeners know, this project is going to cost $3.75 million. So what has council decided on that?
We've decided that, first of all, I'm not convinced that the 3.75, I mean, that's what we're considering, but if we can afford that, then we can afford. The other one that I meant to mention is the drive to get donations for to help us pay for that arena. And that's gotta be a big portion of it as well.
So those are your options. My question again is what has council decided? What's your plan?
Our plan is to get as much as possible from some donations. If we have to sell some properties, then we'll sell some properties. If council decides that that's what they want to do, we can increase the taxes, or we can leverage and borrow money, which I'm personally not in favor of, because that's a personal thing that I have. But, you know, the province continues to recommend that municipalities take on debt in order to improve their assets.
Okay, so you've already started a process, if I'm understanding where we're at in all of this. You've started a process by which you're getting some documentation together for what's it going to take, and you've hired some consultants to do that work for you. So this process is underway. Why has there not been a concrete strategic plan that says, here's how much we're going to raise in taxes. Here's how much we're going to get in donations. Here's, you know, and so there's something that's concrete and not sort of, it sounds to me when you're talking like they're moving parts and who knows how this is going to get paid for, yet the process is already underway.
Well, you asked before about it, why we, you know, are we getting the grants that are available? Well, I can tell you, if you're going to apply for a grant, you have to have a project that has already been prepared, designed, and they use the word shovel ready. If you're not shovel ready to do that type of work, you aren't going to get the funding from the province. They're looking for people that are ready to go.
Okay, that all sounds good. But again, I'm going That's back true. To this idea of a concrete plan that says, okay, we're going to do the documentation, we're going to get it shovel ready, and then we're going to raise this amount, we're going to tax this amount, we're going to do this with the surplus lands or the other things that you're considering. Why is there not just something concrete, you know, a document, a report, a strategic plan, or whatever the documentation is that says to taxpayers, here's what we're doing?
We're working on that. It's not prepared. We haven't signed an agreement to do any of this work. I hope it's going to happen, because if we don't, we're putting our community in, as far as I'm concerned, in jeopardy. If you're not going to
invest...
What
do you mean by that? Wait a minute. You're putting it in jeopardy. What do you mean by that?
You have to invest to attract new people. And if you're not prepared to do that, then you're just riding a sinking ship. I mean, you know, I'm being a little bit maybe not the quite right words, but that's basically what you have to do. You have to show leadership and preparation and be prepared to move things along.
One of the things that you mentioned was the sale of surplus lands and buildings. And this is an ongoing process, as you've mentioned. Fenella Hall and the Vernonville Community Center are two such properties that have drawn concern from residents. Where do you stand on these two properties?
Me personally, I don't know if you, are you familiar with Roma or not. I went to people in the public probably don't know what that is. That's Rural Municipalities of Ontario. We get together in a conference for a while. And the last speaker, and I listened to him for probably 45 minutes, he was saying that in order to be successful and look after your people, you have to keep them involved. And the best way to do that, especially, and I'm talking about the older ages people, you have to keep them involved. You have to get them out and physically active, as well as mentally. And that can be playing cards. That could be shuffleboard. That could be just having a coffee together. And you need to keep that alive and going. And yes, it does cost money. And if you'd asked me 6 months ago, I'd been probably the first one to tell you that, nope, we can't afford it. We just have to make those happen. They do cost money, I'll admit, but are we taking away from the good of the community to save a few bucks, or do we work the other way? I mean, I'll be honest.
Are you willing to say at this time that you're willing to fight to keep Fenella Hall and the Vernonville Community Center?
I'm not saying that. I am saying if people want to take responsibility and use the facilities. And as you said, are they willing to pay that much? Well, I can't answer that. But if people want those facilities, then they have to step up to the plate and say, council, we want this building. We're prepared to do this and or that. And I believe council will support that. But we cannot just merely go along and say, we need it for once or twice a year and expect the other taxpayers to not use those facilities.
What about
help to pay for them?
What about the potential sale of lands at the sanctuary at Nahuatl? Are you prepared to sell it or a portion of it?
I'm not, but I'm only one person on council. There are different opinions, and there's always different. Like we have 91 different properties that were on the list of properties that we're not using.
I appreciate that. You got lots of properties you want to go through, and et cetera. But I'm talking about this sanctuary. And I guess what I'm asking you is it on the block? Is it something that council's prepared to sell or a portion of it to raise monies?
Is it on the block? I can't remember for sure. It was on the block. I thought we'd taken it down, but I can't say for sure. We did consider a bunch of them.
Are you prepared to say here and now that you want to see the preservation of the Nahuatl Sanctuary?
I hope we can save it, yes.
Council certainly has its critics, and the arena was part of an inventory of buildings and infrastructure within the township under the asset management plan. Now, it states that there is a $27 million deficit. That's money that's need to be spent to deal with buildings, roads, sidewalks, vehicles, equipment, and so forth. This year, the township contributed $1.42 million towards these kinds of things. Yet some argue that it should be closer to $3 million. So first, why is council not spending more, and is this a good strategy?
The reason the council isn't spending more is because we're under the impression that people don't necessarily want a catastrophic, not catastrophic, that's the wrong word, a major, major increase in taxes. That is where we get most of our money. And in order to come up with the figures that you're mentioning, we'd have to increase taxes dramatically. And I don't believe, Robert, I don't, in going to the province, and if you talk to people in other municipalities, and I'm not only talking about close ones, I'm talking ones from across Ontario. There is a known deficit in finances in municipal government. And yes, we can raise the taxes to where people can't afford them, and we don't want to do that. We have to look after our people.
Politicians like to talk about making tough decisions, and yet there are those in the community who feel that council's not stepping up when it comes to making tough decisions around the budget. And there's some who try to identify certain areas that there can be savings. What do you say to those people who are being critical?
I say thank you very much for your comments. I say it keeps us sharp. We try and look at different stuff. We do have people that say you mentioned that we have a lot of people, pardon me, you people mentioned about how poor the roads are. I can give you examples of a lot of people, or some people will say how good the roads are. And it's trying to, the challenge with this job and any politicians is trying to get the needs and provide those, and then the other ones do the best you can and try and meet as many needs as possible. As I said before, and I don't know if I emphasized it enough, 70% of the tax or the spending that the township does is legislated by the province. That doesn't leave too much out of a $9 million or $10 million budget, actually $11 million. But you understand what I'm saying. And you do point out, rightfully so, that goods and services doesn't seem to be high enough. Well, it's difficult to get it to where, like, You pick, for example, there's lots of people that charge more for parks and recreation that we don't. You know, there's a good example is the Wicklow Beach. That's used an awful lot by people to put their boats in and out. We don't charge for that type of stuff, and we're faced with the same similar thing on the Rice Lake, where you have a couple of boat launches. But it costs an awful lot of money to come up with ways of paying for those. And I'm saying physically, how do you do that? You send, put a person down there for 8 hours a day and hope you catch the right people coming across. And because there's some days you won't get anything.
I interviewed Chris Williams Caladat last week. She sent a letter to counsel on January 7th and says she did not receive a response to her multiple questions and concerns. Can you address this and why there was no response?
I don't know if I can or not, but I'll give you my thoughts. Township staff do as best the job that they can. They have many demands. I know this lady that you mentioned. I don't know her really personally, but I could recognize her because she did come to a couple of council meetings. She has good intentions, and I'm not saying anything about that. Some of the information that she collects has never been really fully investigated, I don't believe. And I would encourage her to work with staff. I mean, staff do the best that they can, and if they're not getting the answers, then they should come to their council member. And if the council member has time, then I'm sure that they're getting the answers that they need.
But if somebody writes a letter, and she did, and it's addressed to you, the mayor, isn't that supposed to automatically go on the agenda for council so that everybody can read it? And, you know, usually these things get accepted for information purposes, or sometimes they get debated. But why wasn't it ever put on the agenda back earlier in January so the council could at least acknowledge that it had been sent in, regardless of the content?
Well, it is not sent. It is sent in to a bunch of people. And, you know, I think if people apply for those informations in a respectful way, they'll get answers. And that's all we can do. We want to work with our residents. And, you know, I don't want to bring up, I'm not going to go there.
There are a number of reports still coming from staff that could impact the budget. Are you prepared to reopen the budget if it's necessary?
Well, I would, to be perfectly honest with you, if there's something that's important there, or council makes the decision that they want to open it up, I'd be happy to open it up.
When can ratepayers expect to get their property tax notifications?
Actually, we got them yesterday for the first two payments, one in the end of February, and I believe the other one's in the end of April. And then after the budget is complete and the tax rates are established, then they'll get the tax notices.
John Logel, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Robert, it's always a pleasure.
That was Alnwick Haldeman Township Mayor John Logel. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at ConsiderThisNorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.